The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Season 2, Episode 6, Human Development Virtues, Perseverance.
Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast. We are continuing our studies on the human development values. Like we mentioned in the introduction, that these are values that are needed if man is going to achieve his purpose in life. To rise up and to stay up, and that if we fail in any of these values, if we go up at all, we will come down. Before we go into the studies for today, I want you to subscribe to the Candid Cast on YouTube and our various social media channels. Like, share, and let other people benefit from these teachings. Today we'll be talking about perseverance. We often use the word perseverance or encourage people to persevere. It is the fourth value we are treating after we have talked about morality, we have talked about knowledge, we have talked about self-control. Today we'll look at perseverance as the number four quality that drives human development. We're looking at the quality of pressing on when everything you say is give up, which is a point that literally everybody gets to in life. You want to make progress. There's something inside you that is telling you you should quit. Don't go any further. It is not possible. It will not work. Particularly in this part of the world, if you are living in Nigeria, you look at things. People complain it's not going to work, but I tell you, quitters don't win and winners don't quit. Those who will succeed are those who carry this quality of perseverance and they drive it as if there are no obstacles anywhere. The steadfast persistence in the pursuit of a goal, not deterred by obstacles, not deterred by challenges, not deterred by setbacks. It has with it determination, resilience, and an unwavering commitment to striving towards a goal. You must have a goal in life. You will ignore all the obstacles that are visible to people. People, didn't you see that obstacle? It looked like you didn't see it. Because it is said that obstacles are those things that we see when our eyes are removed from our goals. When you are so focused on your goals, obstacles will disappear. It will look like they didn't exist. Other people will be seeing it, but you will not see it. It is the quality that you find in everyone that has advanced genuinely, either as a person or in professional career or whatever we are doing. I will use most of today to examine a particular book that is a classic on this topic, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. The man, Mr. Hill, was writing the book to guide people on how perseverance can help you to attain wealth. But I believe after reading the book that it goes beyond wealth. If you are going to attain success in anything, you need this quality of perseverance. The Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is a classic book on self-help and personal development that outline principles for achieving success and prosperity. The book enhances the power of positive thinking, goal setting, and persistence in realizing one's dreams and attaining wealth. Let's look at the key concepts in the book. Napoleon Hill looked at the power of thoughts, our thinking. Hill highlights the significance of thoughts and beliefs in shaping one's reality. He emphasized the importance of maintaining a positive mindset, focusing on goals and visualizing success to attract wealth and opportunities. If you cannot see it, you cannot get it. Before you go into university, you must visualize yourself as a graduate. That's what will help you even in writing JAMB and following the process of admission. Some people go self-sponsored. You do all the many jobs to get yourself through school because you are seeing the other end, what life is post-graduation. When we are discussing staying when everything in you is saying quit, you must see in your mind's eyes what you are staying for. Whether in a marriage that is crumbling or pursuit of wealth, as Napoleon Hill espoused. Number two, he talked about desire and goal setting. He was very emphatic about the need for desire, to have a desire for what you want, your goal. He stresses the importance of having a burning desire for success and setting clear, achievable goals. He encourages readers to define their goals, create a plan of action, and remain committed to pursuing their objectives with determination and persistence. If you cannot see it coming, you can't see the end, perseverance will be the most difficult thing. The staying power is your ability to see the end from the beginning. Before you start, you're already seeing where these challenges, where it will end. I'm going to endure. I'm going to bear. I'm going to take the pain. I'm going to flog myself because I see what is coming at the end of it. That is what creates that desire in you, the energy to work at it. Number three, he spoke about faith and belief. Hill emphasizes the role of faith and belief in achieving success. He suggests that having unwavering faith in oneself, one's abilities, and the possibility of achieving one's goal is crucial for overcoming challenges and turning dreams into reality. To this, I must add, where self-esteem and faith in your environment is also helpful. You must have your self-esteem as a person. You must have faith in your environment. Many people in Nigeria today so easily give up on their environment. People are schooled to believe that once you cross the borders of the country, success is waiting for you at the other end, and that success lives abroad. But I'm going to tell you that your success or failure lives inside you. A lizard in Nigeria does not become crocodile because it has entered New York. No, it will still be a lizard. Who you are is what you are carrying abroad to wherever you go. So it's not those who will succeed in Nigeria will succeed wherever they go. And those who will fail here will fail wherever they go. Napoleon Hill talks of auto-suggestions and visualization. Hill introduces the concept of auto-suggestion. In this, he said it involves affirming positive statements and beliefs to reprogram the subconscious mind. Many of us, we have this belief system that, oh, I'm in an environment that is failing. They say we are poverty capital of the world. They say we have insecurity. They say we have power failure. You know all the excuses why you cannot make success. But it is in the same country that the richest man in Africa emerged. Inside the insecurity, inside the power failure, inside the bad road, inside the all the excuses that you give, somebody emerged as the richest man in Africa from the same environment. So have faith in the environment and be able to reprogram your subconscious that success is possible where you are. Number five, he talks about persistence and resilience. He stresses the importance of persistence and resilience in the face of setbacks and obstacles. He encourages readers to stay focused on their goals, learn from failures, and persevere through challenges with a positive attitude and determination. There is no challenge that has come to you more than what is common to man. You just have to face it. Every other person has gone through it. There is nobody who attains success on a platter of gold. It does not happen anywhere. You just have to face your challenges. Number six, mastermind group. This, when he was talking about mastermind group, is emphasizing the benefits of surrounding oneself with like-minded individuals who share similar goals and ambitions. He introduces the concept of a mastermind group where individuals collaborate, support each other, share knowledge and resources to accelerate their success. The Bible talks about those who walk with the wise will be wise. A companion of fools is suddenly destroyed. In the book 10 Natural Laws for Time and Life Management, Hiram Smith said, "It is not possible to become a billionaire if you have no friend that is a billionaire. What company do you keep? If your company is made up of people who see only obstacles, who see only problems, chances are that you'll be overwhelmed. You become one of them because somebody said you are average of the five closest people to you." They also say, "Show me your friend. I will tell you who you are." You just introduce your friends. If your friends are all the people who see all the problem around, you cannot persevere about anything. Once the challenges start coming, they will multiply it through their words. They will emphasize, you thought you were going to succeed. They will know all the people that have failed before. The power of the subconscious mind is what Mr. He took as the number 7 point. He explores the influence of the subconscious mind on our behavior, our beliefs, and outcome. He suggests techniques for harnessing the power of the subconscious to eliminate self-limiting beliefs, overcome fears, and align one's thought with success. Let's look at key elements of perseverance and how it drives success. Number one, I'll say overcoming challenges. Challenges are common to man. That I know. Very common to everybody. Perseverance enables individuals to face and overcome the challenges, the obstacles and setbacks that are along the journey to success. Instead of giving up and encountering when you encounter difficulties, individuals who persevere remain resilient, determined, and focused on finding solutions and pushing forward. Number two element you find in perseverance is you build resilience. Perseverance helps individuals build resilience in the face of adversity. By practicing perseverance through tough times, setbacks, and failures, individuals develop the strength and emotional fortitude to bounce back. They learn from their experiences and from the experiences of others, and they continue working towards their goal with renewed determination. You will look at the person and think that he never encountered the same problem that other people encountered. Number three, you achieve goals when you persevere. Perseverance is essential for the achievement of long-term goals and aspirations. It involves staying committed, consistent, and dedicated to the pursuit of one's objectives, even when progress is slow or challenges arise. By staying the course, staying true, and not giving up, individuals can gradually move closer to the desired outcomes. Number four, growth and development. Perseverance fosters personal growth and development. By persevering through challenges and pushing past comfort zone, individuals acquire new skills, knowledge, and experiences that contribute to their personal and professional development. The process of perseverance fosters continuous learning, adaptability, and self-improvement. Number five, building confidence. So perseverance boosts self-confidence and self-esteem. When you give up on your goal, there is nothing to learn from you, because those who give up don't make success. When individuals consistently overcome obstacles and achieve milestone breakthroughs through perseverance, they develop a sense of accomplishment, confidence in their abilities, and belief in their capacity to overcome future challenges. This self-assurance is crucial for pursuing ambitious goals and seizing opportunities. Number six, demonstrating commitment. When you persevere, it shows you are committed to your goal and your aspiration. It shows your dedication, your tenacity, and a willingness to put the effort and time that is required to achieve success. This commitment not only motivates the individual to stay on track, but also earns him the respect of others who recognize the power of perseverance. Number 7, resisting negative influences. People who persevere are able to resist the negative influences. Like I've mentioned, if you hang around people who complain a lot, you will become like one of them soon, and you discover that you achieve nothing. By remaining focused, disciplined, and steady in the pursuit of goals, individuals are less likely to be swayed by setbacks, by criticism, or external pressures. In essence, perseverance is a powerful mindset and behavior that can lead individuals to achieve their goals, overcome obstacles, and realize their full potential. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned to Candid Cast. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.